Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your wonderful love. Lord, we just thank you for your touch on Brother Freedom. Lord, you've showed him some very powerful things through what he's going through in his body, Lord, like a parallel, like the prophets of old, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you'll anoint him today as he has this very powerful truth that you've been showing him about the church. Thank you, Lord, for anointing him. And Lord, give those listeners out there ears to hear and a heart to understand by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're faithful. We thank you that you never miss. You're always exact. And Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We pray that your people would wake up. Your people would look up. Your signs of times are truly here, but many do not see it. Father, I don't know how much plainer you have to get do it. You're doing a wonderful job. I give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I truly believe we're living in the very time of Job's troubles. You know, when we say the church, what we talk about and really mean is the God's people. Now, some of the people we include in this may not be God's people, and some may we don't know. But the Bible tells me out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I tell you, not everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, has his power and knowing on him. Everybody says, Lord, Lord, shall in the kingdom of heaven, but he doeth the will of the Father. God has a will, a direction for his people. And it's just like it was in the old days when people are walking in blindness. They walk in unbelief. I'm concerned. Many of them don't care, and that's what we're seeing in the world today. Many people, many Christians, all they care about is their own selfish needs. Now, I have a pretty good cross-section of, because I see a lot of people profess, claim, believe, but there are a lot of believers, I don't know where you're at, but where I'm at, where I see, and they're looking for themselves. They're looking out for what they have. They're working out for what they know. It's mostly for themselves. And that's not really the way a child of God should be. We should be, have our center of will be in God's will and for our direction to mold to whatever he wills. Like I remember one time a person took a cow to this auction and they said, prayer meeting on a Wednesday night, they said, oh, please, people, please pray that in that auction they will not see that cow has something wrong with her eyes. You know, that's deception. You know, and that's false representation. That's what the church should not be that way. We should be for the truth. We should be honorable without question and honesty all the time. But I don't know whether the church is there. A lot of church has a lot of big eyes and little ears. Big eyes are us and everybody else a little you. If these things fit you, you should say, Lord, help me to change. Because God wants us to be a living testimony in this last hour, full of his spirit, walk in his power, walk in his counsel, his judgment, and where his spirit is, there is liberty. And I've been very sickly here lately, and the Lord spoke to me this day that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is very sick, very without power, without strength. You ever been around someone that's sick? There's reasons for being sick. Sometimes not taking care of yourself, not eating the right things, not doing the right things. A lot of things contribute to being sick. The Christian's the same way. A lot of things contribute to us being sick spiritually. If we don't seek God, we're going to be sick. We don't put him first in life, we're going to be sick. Bible says, seek ye first his kingdom, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Putting him first is a very special place because we have to do it from our heart. We don't do it as just showing people that we do it, but we do it because it's what we feel like. We feel that's what we're supposed to do, give the Lord the best of my being. But I really believe the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, and many asleep in the last hour. They fell asleep. They're looking for things that do not move through the Spirit and looking from self, some self-leadership, from guidance of self. When we speak in self, it means we're giving the answer. And if a pastor is getting the answer for himself, I don't believe it's from the Lord. Because I believe God's big enough, He can help you, sir, get the right decision from heaven. The Bible says if you call upon Him, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. It says we have not because we ask not. A lot of people never ask God. A man came and asked me about getting to prayer answer, and I said, would you take it to the Lord in prayer? And he said, no, I never did. I said, well, there's trouble. When you're working for the Lord, you should ask Him to give you advice. More now, He should be giving you straight input before you begin something. I believe this. But the old American way and the American society of Christians is you just go out and do it and we're going to make it work somehow. And I don't believe that's right. God wants to move through His Spirit. He moves in a very special way, very large way, and sometimes in a small way, because being small doesn't mean anything with God. God can take a little instant small thing and confound millions. God can multiply His particle in just a second. You can't handle it so big. So when we start doing for our own physical cells to promote God's kingdom, we become an error. We become in violation to God's laws. Because God doesn't do might or power, but by His Spirit, He wants to move. And there's no ceiling how high you can go. There's no depth how far you can go down. He can scale the highest mountain, the deepest sea, the highest star. He's there. And none of your computers in this world, man has, can ever compete, conduct anything against God, because God's real. What you have is just mortal. It's very inadequate in God's kingdom. The church needs to get alive in this last hour. But I truly believe the church is very sick, very without power, not equipped. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord, and the power of might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For us, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God's given us equipment that we can stand into the times of troubles, will not be moved. God will move upon us in a mighty way. The wind of time will not hurt us. The discussions of many people won't bother you. Whatever man can do, it ain't gonna come upon you, because God's greater. God will equip you with His blessing. And I truly believe the church needs to wake up as we've never woke up before. I believe the church is doing great dishonor to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Because we're saying something that we don't have. God sees that it's wrong. But you should see it's wrong too, because you need to equip up with God. God is your answer. And God is the one who will help you. God will keep you through times of struggles. He'll keep you when you're going through troublesome time. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. God is the answer. There's a way that seems right in a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We can think something right, but unless it is right from God, we should not hold to it. We should let go of everything that's not from the Lord. Be ye strong in the Lord, and the power of His might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. We need to stand strong in this last hour. We need to afford of ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of His mouth be in us, in a very powerful way, in a blessed way. We need to praise Him, seek His face forevermore. His eyes are over the righteous and His ears are over the cries. You know, the Lord says His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of His heart is made perfect toward Him. If you'll live for God, God will make Himself strong for you. If you're not doing something for God, then that's why you're not getting tough, because God wants you to literally just start living for Him, and He's going to bless you. He's looking for those that He can bless. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. God is here to bless you this day. I pray that God will bless you, meet each need, go before you. But I truly believe that we need to re-evaluate our lives. We need to really wait upon God. We need to look to Him, because God is our example. God's our power. God's our everything that we need have is in Him. He is the way, the truth, and life. Oh, hallelujah. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. Hallelujah. Hakamashisham. The glory of God is real. His life is real. And do you have Jesus as your Savior? You have that a real. You know, a lot of Christians go around, they've never known what it is to have a real experience. Oh, Kamash. God's glory is wonderful. God wants to bless you. God wants to make a way for you. He wants to make His face shine upon you, to be merciful to you, that you might be a blessing. And you need to be a blessing this last day. God's here to uphold you, uplift you. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, bless your people this day in a mighty way. I pray that you'll move mightily in Jesus' wonderful name. And Father, we just give you glory, praise, and honor. And we thank you that you're real. We thank you you're faithful. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And amen. God bless you all. Amen.